And if you have your Bible, you want to turn there with me, you certainly can. Or you can just go from memory on this one. How many of you know the Lord's Prayer by heart? And I learned it in the King James. How many of us didn't? As little kids, some of us older. But our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. This is where we're at this week. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The addendum, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Such a short phrase that means so much. It's what we're all hoping for, what we all are praying for, if we're a Christian, is the return of the kingdom of God. What does that look like? What is it that we're actually asking for? Oops, didn't think about that, right? I want the kingdom of God to return. Well, what does that mean? When we're praying, thy kingdom come. What are we asking for? Jesus, when he was questioned about this, and he was, in particular, by John the Baptist. See, John the Baptist was in prison, and he was soon going to lose his life. And I think he was pretty cognizant of that fact. And he's worried and wondering because he'd baptized Jesus, and Jesus had been there, and he'd been saying, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And John's worried because Jesus is kind of wandering around preaching the gospel, and he's not doing what John thinks the Messiah should be doing in order to usher in the kingdom of God. Well, Jesus has a response. If you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 11, I'm just going to read the first six verses right here, and it says, after Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. Okay? When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Basically saying, "Did I get it wrong? Am I right? When I proclaim that you are the one?" Jesus' response. Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." That was Jesus' response. See the miracles that I'm doing? The kingdom of God is here. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Oh, there we go. I'm in chapter 5. No wonder it's wrong. I'm going to back up to verse 12 and just read from there. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah: the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, and the land to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in great darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is near. It was near because what? Because the gospel was being preached. A great light had dawned. What was it? It was Jesus. It was Jesus as he's preaching and teaching, as he's walking and interacting with the lost, as he's reaching out to those who are in pain and bringing them healing, to those who are separated from God and drawing them close, to the blind and giving them sight, to the deaf, allowing them to hear, to the hungry and feeding them. He met each one at the place where they were and presented to them the good news, the gospel. That's what good news is, means. This is the word gospel. Or that's what gospel means, this word good news. You know what I mean. He presented the gospel. He presented himself. He says later, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." That's the good news. That's the gospel message right there. Jesus is the kingdom of God. So when we say, "Thy kingdom come," we're saying, "Jesus, come back." And we don't mean just come back, but we want him to come back in his full power and authority. Who here has read the end of the story in the book of Revelation? Anybody? See a couple of hands? I know a couple of you who are very, very interested in end times theology. And we can really get on rabbit trails chasing after times and dates, and, well, maybe this has to go or that. What's our main thing? What do we need to be worried about here? What is it that's of most import? The most important thing is that Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready. And he's not just coming this time to say, you know, meek and mild as a baby. This time he's coming at the head of the army of God with a sword in hand. Have you read that picture in Revelation? Let's go to Revelation 19. Sorry I didn't give you these, Mike. I didn't know I was going there. Revelation 19, verse 11. It says, "I saw heaven standing open. There before me was a white horse, whose rider was called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire. On his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him, and no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven are following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written: King of Kings and Lord of Lords." He's not coming to play. When we say, "Thy kingdom come," this is what we're asking for. asking for Jesus to come back in person, in power, and reign. Reign. That's what a king does. He rules. With power and authority, and cares for all of his subjects. A king that rules rightly. They reign. They just don't sit in the middle of power and enjoy somehow or other special treatment, extra riches, the better food for dinner. But the king sees to the well-being of his kingdom. That all that goes on there is for its good. And that all its people are well cared for and are busy about works benefiting the kingdom. This is what we're praying for. Thy kingdom come. See, right now, this is not the kingdom of God. Jesus is not now reigning over this earth. But a fallen angel is. And we have sin rampant. But why has God not yet removed this pretender from the throne and brought his kingdom back into place? Because all the world has not yet heard the good news. See, the Messiah has come. The Christ has come. The Anointed One has come. And John the Baptist baptized him, and heaven opened up and said, "This is my Son. In him I am well pleased." And as Jesus walked, him being the incarnate God, also the incarnate kingdom of God, as he went, he brought with him healing, blindness, illness, spiritual bondage, worldly things. Well, he was able to bring that, and as he went through, there were those who recognized who he was and received him as Messiah, as Lord and Savior. And there were those who saw him, recognized him for who he was, and rejected it. And there were just those who just hearts and eyes were blind and hardened to him and the message and would not receive, would not turn of their own free will. But when we're praying, "Thy will be done," which is immediately what follows, "Thy kingdom come," all those who are part of creation, and if you are part of creation, please raise your hand. Very good. All who have gone before us and all who will come after us are indeed part of creation, that all creation will bow its knee to the Lord. That's what happens when thy kingdom comes, when God's kingdom comes, when Jesus returns. This is what we're praying for. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, when Jesus taught on prayer, this is what he told them to pray. "To our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. So the first thing after recognizing that God is our Father and recognizing that he is holy, God is telling us the first thing we need to be praying for is that his kingdom comes. Not because if we don't pray for it, it's not going to happen. Because it is going to happen. But that we might be part of that coming. that we can participate in the kingdom of God. How can we do that? Two main ways. One, we are the very vehicles of the Holy Spirit here on this earth. If you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit has sealed you. And now at that point, you can either let the Holy Spirit work through you or not. You can either access that self-same power which raised Jesus from the dead or not. This is what's available for His church. And as the early church did this, we see that the disciples even were raising people from the dead and healing those who were blind. But yet, why are we not seeing that in the church here today? The fact of the matter is, we do sometimes. Why? Well, usually because we are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to enter, because God doesn't come uninvited. He's not forcing His way in. He's waiting for an invitation. He wants us to want Him. The second way is through taking the gospel message to the ends of the earth, to those who have not heard it. He said, for first the gospel must be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. The end will come when all have heard. You can be part of taking the gospel to the world. In fact, we have a special passage in Scripture that we talk about that, where it's called the Great Commission. This is part of it. The Great Commission flows out of Thy Kingdom Come. Now we can best be messengers of the light and the Great Commission by having the Holy Spirit indwell us and work through us and pray and see people healed. By allowing God to work in us and through us for the glory of His name's sake, the kingdom of God can begin to move yet here on this earth, just as it did when Jesus walked. People, we need to pray. Have that conversation with God where we're hearing His voice telling us what it is that He would have us to do. Remembering prayer is not just living a laundry list of I wants to God, but the best prayer is going, God, what do You want? What is Your will? Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And we'll talk more about that next week. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You indeed love us. And we thank You for Your word. And Lord, we thank You that Your kingdom is coming. Lord, as we pray, might we indeed pray Thy kingdom come and mean it. And not just pray it that we pray that somebody else would do it, but Lord, that You would show us how we can be part of bringing Your kingdom back and taking the gospel to the world. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.